This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Friday, September 22nd, 2006. I don't have much time tonight to do a podcast because my television viewing is going to take over all of my evening. So this is going to be a very short show, but I did have a couple things I want to talk about. In terms of the television viewing, I'm going to be watching Survivor, and I wanted to get this podcast done before Survivor so that I could watch it. And on Survivor tonight, I have no idea what's going to happen, although I remember from the previews that the Asians are going to have some issues, and possibly the Hispanics are going to have some issues, so it should be a very interesting show. Now, if I was the kind of person who would stay up late, I would watch Survivor and then get on Skype and record a show with Chef Mark or Big Fatty or somebody like that, or even Sarah from How Much Do We Love. They had a new show out today, which I was listening to. But I am not the kind of person who stays up late during the school year. Like, I go to bed, I go to bed at 9 o'clock at night. I know, y'all are screaming like, 9 o'clock at night, but that's the case. I go to bed at 9 o'clock. But tonight, I will be getting in bed at 9 o'clock because I'm going to watch Grey's Anatomy, the season premiere of Grey's Anatomy, and it's going to be amazing. I can't wait to see what happens and catch up with all the characters. And, I'm too crazy about my television viewing. But so Grey's Anatomy and Survivor on tonight, and I want to watch them. So I'm trying to get this podcast done ahead of time. I know that's kind of crazy, but I wanted to get one out tonight because, excuse me, my goodness, I always do that. Did anyone happen to see, or have you been watching this week on Good Morning America? Clay Aiken has been on the show, and he has been talking about all kinds of things, about his new album, about, all kinds of stuff. But the biggest thing was today, Diane Sawyer pretty much cornered him on the whole sexuality thing and why he hasn't talked about it or come out or whatever. She didn't say come out, but she said talked about it. And he pretty much, he did not deny the fact, or he didn't deny that he might be gay or the tabloid rumors and so forth. Although I'm not saying he's gay, allegedly he's gay. But he certainly skirted the issue well enough for everyone to believe that he is gay. And the thing is, I kind of agree with him when he says, it's really none of your business and who I sleep with or what I do in my private life. And he's actually right. It's really none of our business that if Clay Aiken is gay. I just wonder, though, that if he is gay, is the reason he is not coming out because he is afraid that his fan base will no longer listen to his music? I kind of think that if the music is good enough and it will stand up to, the critics or whatever, or even just his listeners, that they will stay around if they enjoy his music. I don't know. I guess I agree with him. But on the other hand, I want to say, well, if you're a proud gay man like Lance Bass, why don't you go ahead and come out, and let everybody know that you're gay? But surely he's probably got enough money that he probably doesn't have to worry about, maybe for the rest of his life. I don't know. I don't know what his money situation is like, to tell you the truth. I guess I just think that when you're a major celebrity and you are gay, if he's gay, that, why don't you come out? Because you have, he does have something to lose. I don't know. God, this is so, I'm being wishy-washy, I know. But I guess I really don't really even have to have an opinion because I'm not Clay Aiken and I don't have a singing career to lose. But anyway, I have to say that I agreed with him by saying it's none of your business. But at the same time, if he's a public person, why not come out and be a role model for young gay people? I think Tom of the Rainbow Redhead Show would maybe agree with that. I'm not sure. But in any case, it was pretty fascinating because Diane Sawyer pretty much, I think it was 3 days this week or 2 days this week, Wednesday and Thursday, they had an extensive interview about all kinds of stuff. And I have to say that even if he's not gay, he's got a laugh that would certainly make you think that he's gay, because each time she said something and he laughed like a girl. If anybody saw that, let me know if you agree with me, because I swear, you know what they talk about, gay voice. I always worry that I have gay voice, but he definitely has gay voice. So he basically says he's not going to talk to or speak to the tabloid reports and so forth. It's just he's not going. He says they're not true. So anyway, Clay Aiken or Gaken or whatever they call him. Oh, and that reminded me on Perez Hilton. I don't know if you if anybody peruses his website, but Perez Hilton, I guess he's this guy, blogger who does all this stuff with celebrities, follows celebrities and stuff. He's been kind of tracking this whole Clay Aiken thing, and he just swears that Clay Aiken is gay and so forth. So anyway, that's the whole Clay Aiken thing. I just found that interesting on Good Morning America this week. Now, I read on my good blogger friend Homer's blog, homersworld.blogspot.com, that Homer said that today was the first day of fall, and while the temperature has dropped significantly, last night it was like 41 degrees here in the D.C. area, and it's supposed to be in the 40s again tonight. I couldn't believe that that today, the 21st of September, is the first day of fall. So I had to do a little bit of research and find out that Homer was actually wrong. According to Wikipedia, and you know how much I don't really care for Wikipedia, but Wikipedia says that they've got this chart of all the scientific stuff, and it says that the first day of fall is actually September 23rd, which would be Saturday, and it begins at 4:03 a.m., which means the first full day of fall will be on Saturday. And in the D.C. area, it's actually supposed to be warmer and muggier on Saturday, so it probably won't feel like the first day of fall. But meteorologically, all it means is that we have, just like it does in spring, that we have 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of 12 hours of sunlight and 12 hours of non-sunlight, or whatever, nighttime, I guess you could say, but I will say this, that I am ready for fall. I am ready for the beautiful fall leaves and the crisp days and putting a sweatshirt on. Of course, as my boyfriend knows, I'll be wearing shorts until the temperature gets too cold to wear shorts, because I prefer shorts to any other pants. So, yeah. So fall should be nice. It's starting on Saturday. So happy fall. Now, what are the rest of you doing this weekend? I am going to be spending it with the boyfriend in D.C. He has a tennis doubles clinic thing on Saturday. He's going to be playing tennis in this doubles group, something or other, most of the day on Saturday. So I'll be like, I'm not going to go with him. I'm just going to lounge around in his condo and play on the computer and maybe do some work, because I'm bringing some work with me. And then I really have no idea what we're going to be doing on Saturday night. But on Sunday, we're going to try to meet our friends, another gay couple, at a winery in Middleburg, Virginia, called Piedmont. We know that they are going to be releasing, or have released, some new wines, specifically for me, their Merlot. And we want to take a lunch and spend some time with our gay friends and enjoy or taste the new wines. I want to see if the new Merlot is better than the last year's Merlot, because the current vintage that they're selling is a very light-bodied, smooth Merlot, and I'm hoping that this next one that they release, whenever they're releasing, if they've already released it, I don't know, will be a bit heavier bodied and a bit more tannic, I should say, because I do enjoy my Merlots, but I don't think that I care for the smoother, lighter-bodied Merlots. Those are okay for daily drinking, but it depends on what you're going to have with them. So that's what we're doing on Sunday, and then still up in the air are the plans with Scott Mendeau, who is probably in town now, and because we were going to do Friday night, but I can't do Friday night, and then we were going to do Saturday night, but he can't do Saturday night, so we're going to try to have him come over on Sunday, and I still haven't heard from him. Well, actually, maybe by the time you're hearing this, I will have heard from him, but the plans are still in the works to try to record a show with Scott Mendeau. So that may be Monday, it may be Tuesday. You'll just have to tune in next week. And speaking of shows, this is show 298. So that means Tuesday, let's see, 298, 299. That means Tuesday's show should be show 300. And I still haven't heard from people about the show 300, so if you're interested in sending any kind of well wishes, you're more than welcome to do that. Something else that happened today was I got a new external hard drive. As you know, my new iMac has a FireWire 800 built into it, and I'm thinking to myself, I have nothing that would, you know, works with the FireWire 800. I don't even have I don't have anything. I don't have anything that could plug into it. So Monday or Tuesday this week, I ordered a 500 gig external hard drive that was FireWire 800 compatible. So that arrived on Thursday, and I currently, as I am recording this podcast, am backing up my entire new iMac on this 500 gig hard drive. But surprisingly, it's taking just as long, or it seems like it's taking just as long as my FireWire 400 external hard drive did. I don't know why, because I would think that the 800 drive would be a lot faster. I just don't know why it's taking so long. So that's happening right now. I hope that's not causing any glitches in this recording. That would be very bad. Has anybody... I'm going back to TV now. Did anybody happen to catch the premiere of this show called Men with Trees? I think I might have mentioned it last week. Supposedly it did really well in the ratings, and I was really surprised because it has Anne Heche in it, and not many people like her, I guess. So, do you hear that music? I hope not. How do you stop the fucking music? Oh, damn it. Okay, sorry about that. If you're not hearing that, I went to the ABC website to find out about this new show, and they started to play the preview for Grey's Anatomy. And you may not have heard it, but I heard it in my headphones, so that was making me think, what's that? What's going on? Craziness, you know. So anyway, no, I was going to the ABC website because, as I was mentioning, the show Men in Trees with Anne Heche, and it didn't get very much fanfare or press about it starting up last week, but supposedly when it premiered last week on Tuesday night, it got like 12 million viewers. But then when it went to its regular time slot on Friday night at 8 or something like that, or Friday night at 9, it dropped in the ratings big time. And that's too bad, because I actually liked that show, and I totally forgot to watch it on Friday. So I'm gonna have to set the DVR to catch the rest of it, because I actually enjoyed that first season. Although it was panned in the Washington Post TV column, they said it was not very good, but I thought it was pretty good. But I was gonna say that there's this other show. I know. I talk way too much about TV, but I want to know if anybody else is going to be paying attention to this. There's another new There's another new show called 6 Degrees that is premiering after Grey's Anatomy, and I really don't know what it's about, but I've got the DVR to set. I will not be watching it live. I'll record it and then watch it, but I'm just curious to see if anybody else has heard anything about it, is going to watch it, if you saw it, what you thought about it, stuff like that, because I'm not so sure I will enjoy it or whatever. But okay, I'm going to the website, and they've got this flash thing going on about who are we, I am my work, I am the sum of my experience, blah, 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 blah. So I don't really care for this website. I want to see a preview of the show. Anyway, I'm yakking way, way, way too much about television, I know, and I'm sure some people get sick of that. I wanted to mention that on the website, we got two comments about the diversity in the blogosphere, and they were both from Mike Hipp. And you know who Mike Hipp is. He runs the website podcastsoup.net, where he summarizes podcasts. And his first comment was about where I had mentioned that of all the newspapers he reads, and he was clarifying that at the moment that I asked Mark if he reads the Washington Post, he thought we might be getting into a discussion about newspapers, and he said, oops, sorry, I didn't realize that you were going into a different topic. So anyway, and then he after listening to more of the show, excuse me, about the diversity in blogosphere, he came up with another comment, and I want to read this one because it's I think most people would agree with it. He says, my theory on why it seems only white men write niche blogs. Number one, larger sampling needed. If the numbers hold with a larger sampling, then I suggest that the last 1,000 years or so in which white men have basically run the Western world has given us a sense that what we think is important and ought to be shared for the benefit of the world comes from white people, I'm assuming he's saying, or white men. Combine that with the shrinking statistic that says white men own computers in large numbers, larger numbers than minorities do. We need to come up with a different word for us. After all, we're not so much the majority anymore, so how can everyone else be minorities? I see what he's saying, that we need to come up with a different category besides white men, but yeah, so that's his comment. And I encourage everyone else to go to the comment section and read the comments. Anyway, I've been rattling on long enough because the Survivor's about to come on, so I'm going to end this show. Boys and girls, I know it's a short show, but sometimes that happens. I hope you have a great weekend. Call, write. I never hear from you anymore. Don't you like us anymore? No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, boys and girls, until next time, have a great weekend, and catch us back on Monday. Until next time, bye. Archer Radio.